Did you know that you can change your mood by switching out nostril breathing? Well, in today's episode, we're talking about just that. If you are feeling stressed or upset or you're in an ugly mood, you can change your energy by switching your nostril breathing dominance. Interesting topic. We're going to learn about it today. Join me on the Wise Divine Woman podcast.
Welcome to the Wise Divine Woman and the Wise Divine Woman podcast. Today, we're going to continue our talk about the five-day hormone detox, but we're going to talk about the breath, right? We know that the lungs are just follicles of whatever. They absorb and release the oxygen, release the carbon dioxide, and that's all part of that natural detoxification process that our body involves and encompasses. When we look at the breath itself, and we're sort of looking at it from that aspect, we know that for most of the time, one of our nostrils is more dominant than the other, right? So our left side. So I've been playing around with that and paying attention during the course of the day what side of my brain is actually functioning. And in the morning, a lot of the time it's this focus, it's another side. And so it's just one strange little awareness that I have now. So we know that it affects the brain function, but it also affects your mood. The right side, left side nostril is influenced by the nervous system, the autonomic nervous system. And it's never been thought of having our control over it. So it's interesting. The mucus of the nose, the mucous membrane, has many nerves in it, like the sympathetic and the parasympathetic branches of the nervous system. And that's why when you're doing essential oils, it's just as effective to smell the properties of the oil. They still contain the same aspect, even if you're doing a physical application of the oil itself. So even just breathing in your oils probably would last a lot longer, wouldn't they? That aspect. So we know that the parasympathetic system, right, has this sort of reduction of airflow, less activity of the opposite side of the brain. The verbal efficiency is greater when we breathe through the right side of the nostril, and spatial skills is left side dominant. So I'm sure I'll learn more about this and it's just a fun little topic to talk about this morning. Because it's about and I always talk about taking a breath break. Well, it's not so much even just clearing out the lungs of the breath, but it's just as important to work on the rebalancing or understanding what side of your brain works from as well. So it's just a new awareness to things, a new understanding. Each nostril, as you know, contains this olfactory lobe, right, which influences our hypothalamus, and then it has this ability, and that's sort of that taking that in, stimulating the hypothalamus and getting that whole endocrine system working better, and also then allows us to work for our brain, which I think is so fascinating. So it says here, my little research, the right nostril is solar and heating in character, so it warms up the body. So if you're warming up the body, and it helps increase sympathetic stimulation, so it activates the body. It helps support and open and move the energy, your body's energy, the nervous system, and it has works from the top of the spine to the end. And I think that's amazing. So very cool how the right nostril can activate the energy of the body when you're breathing, and just sort of understanding what mood, what sort of cycle you're in during the day. If you're tired, you can always practice your breathing, 5 deep breaths, right to the belly, but then you can also do some alternative nasal breathing to sort of stimulate the brain, right side, left side hemisphere. So the left brain is cooling, and it's a parasympathetic stimulation. So it might be that you're in fight or flight and you're panicking and you're having great anxiety. You'll notice more of a left side breathing. It activates the body, the nostrils, the energy, and it stimulates more of that breath, again, calming and then bringing energy back in. So energy isn't just physical, mental clarity, getting the brain to work right from left. So the brains do alternate back and forth during the course of the day, right? One may be more dominant than the other may be other dominant. So it is known that you breathe every 60 to 90 minutes out of one nostril, followed by another 20 period of breathing out of two nostrils. It's interesting why that would happen, right? The whole cycle of 2.5 hours is a rhythm that's created. It controls our appetite, our sleep, our dreaming, our hormonal excretions, moods, so many different aspects, right? So nasal cycles, hormones, and neurotransmitters, I think, are great because you're stimulating it. I just think it's a little crazy, but I love it. I think it's incredible. You can regulate your cycle. You can activate the hypothalamus. You can activate and sort of get that pineal gland working. And this is all part of the body's natural rhythm. There's oftentimes I talk about the circadian rhythm, which is the body's natural understanding of waking up in the morning and going to sleep at night with the rise and setting of the sun. So kind of cool. So in short, you know, what happens as each nostril is dominant, which I think is great. So the left nostril is cooling, and it's often associated with the left side of the body. It increases alkalinity of the body. So those alkalining aspect. It's associated with the right side of the brain. So left breathing, right side of the brain, creativity, intuition, a non-linear thinking, and a sense of timelessness and appreciation of art, music, and poetry. It is a parasympathetic nervous system, is more active when you're breathing through the left side of the nostril. Breathing through the left can also lower your blood pressure. Breathing in the right nostril, or you notice that you're breathing into the right nostril, is about heat. And you're activating the right side of the spinal body. And then it's increasing the left side of the brain related to linear thinking, assertiveness, aggressiveness, concentrated studies, athletic ability, mathematic problems, and logic. You need to do more of that right side breathing, eh? The nervous system is more active, and the sympathetic nervous system is more active during this time, right? When the right nostril's more dominant. This nostril can bring up blood pressure and prepare us for intense physical activity, intense studying, and sort of assertive exchanges that you need to do. So if you're having a meeting with your husband, you're having a meeting with your boss, maybe talking with your husband, breathe through that right nose, give yourself a little more energy. And if you find more assertiveness, I should say. So equal nostrils, right? When both of them are equally doing that, that's maybe when we're singing, maybe when we're meditating, and this calms the entire system. So for a 20-minute period where both nostrils are dominant, we see that they're working both sides of the brain. And this is where we want to daydream, fantasize, reflect, have a break. So it's interesting how that falls into play when I've said to you, not knowingly, to take a 2-hour break and go take 5 breaths. This is to help sort of, when you're looking at it from nostril breathing, makes incredible sense, because you're just sort of taking advantage of that double nostril, maybe timing, when you know that you're going to be breathing through both. You want the body to be rejuvenated and sort of reset the body, not only to get rid of the toxins of the breath. So amazing. So even during this 20-minute breathing, this 20-minute period where you recognize you're breathing out of both nostrils, this is where we have the ability to recognize emotions that we have been holding in. And I know a lot of us have been holding in a lot of emotion lately, especially maybe today. So the time of the day when both nostrils are open the longest, and this is just science, just noting these things, between 4 and 7 a.m. is the biggest window for when you're breathing through both sides of the nose, and then 4 to 7 p.m., dawn and dusk. And this is when both, and then science has also shown us that both nostrils are open just before we die, which is a very strange thought, but interesting note. The changing of the moods by switching your nostril dominance. So if we're ever feeling upset or, you know, we've always been told when we're having great anxiety or great stress to stop and take a breath, right? But we can also change our mood with breathing techniques, and we can also change our anxiety with breathing techniques, and perhaps even doing the nostril breathing as well. If the right nostril is sending out warming energy and we need to think, and we are thinking something very crazy, then we should start breathing through the left nostril to cool us down, to calm us down, and bring that anxiety down. If, again, when the looking at that, you want to do that for 3 minutes, alternate back and forth, maybe breathing through the one side, breathing through the next side, five breaths, and then breathing through both as well. So it's an interesting study, and I love it because you're looking at how you can improve your body, release the toxins of the breath, exercise the lung muscles for deep breath as well, and exercise your diaphragm. Exercising the diaphragm also gives that pulsing or sort of massaging even to the stomach and colon as well. In that whole breathing technique and releasing, it's that natural pulsing of the body that allows it to work better and for your lymphatic system of the stomach to work better as well. Breathing exercises, actually, when you're practicing them even at night, helps us with the nighttime melatonin production. So you can see the whole win-win with all this. It's kind of like that win-win I keep feeling when you're seed cycling and you're having those seed balls, and then you're reading about fiber intake or omega-3 intake and all these wonderful things, and you're like, oh, I'm getting all that extra goodness in my seed balls. So it's just amazing. So what are the functions of melatonin? Is regulating cell division and multiplication. So you can see how in disease situations, it allows the body to fix, produce it naturally, allow us to sleep, and gives us that sort of nighttime relaxation when we are producing melatonin naturally. Melatonin also is part of our regulatory cell production, and it's amazing how it just, there's so many reasons for melatonin in our body, and we can help prevent different diseases by increasing melatonin, either supplementation wise, but if you can breathe and get into your circadian rhythm between that 4 to 7 p.m. point, getting into that calming, and then dimming the lights, getting out of the blue light, letting that natural melatonin production begin. So it's incredible, just even with the simplest of things. Breath work allows us to kind of the biggest bang for the buck, not going to lie, because you're stimulating muscles, you're stimulating hormones, you're stimulating the detoxification, you're allowing your body and your mind to rest. And if you're getting into that calm state of things, and that's why even when I talk about eating at the table, it's important to stop and do a meditation or do a prayer, like even the Lord's Prayer before, or a prayer before you eat, gets you into that rest and digest. And that's even part of that breathing, even taking 5 deep breaths before you eat, so that you can calm your mind and calm the body to then digest your food better. Right. And there's so many reasons, you know, you need relaxing, you need to calm down. And that can be part of that. If you're meditating and getting nowhere, or praying and getting nowhere, even with handling your stress and handling anxiety, perhaps adding nostril breathing is important. And I believe it's a good part of just balance and time. And especially every 2 hours when you're working with a mask on all day, please stop and go outside and take 5 deep breaths, maybe practice some nostril breathing, and stretch your arms and shake out the legs, because it's just important to be aware of your body and where your aches and pains are, and give you the best that you can do and be the best that you can be. So I think that's it. I hope you're enjoying the 5-day hormone detox. Don't forget to go to my wisedivinewoman.com page and take a look at the different freebies that I have. Download the five-day hormone detox. You want to talk about supplementation, you need to dig deeper. Schedule yourself a soul session, and we'll see how we can work together, and just schedule yourself a thermography appointment as well. We are continuing with thermography through the this season, and we'll see you on the other side. See you guys tomorrow when I'll show you and dig in a bit deeper about the Wise Divine Woman Hormone Academy. All right. Have a great day, everyone.
Did you know that I'm ready to launch my hormone transformation? Did you know that I feature a 5-day hormone detox at the beginning of every month? So every month for 5 days, we dig deep and understand some really strategic approaches to hormone health through faith, through mindset, through body movement, and through nutrition. So join me at the beginning of every month in my Facebook page, Wise Divine Woman, and we are going to work together as a team. You'll also get a taste of how we can work together as a coach and as a team, and as I can motivate you for making change. Now, the Hormone Transformation Program is going to be launched 4 times a year. It's an intensive 12-week program where we get to work in group setting and also one-on-one. It's where I can transform your life from fed up to faith-fueled to become the wise divine woman that I know you're meant to be. I know that you're tired of managing these things all by yourself. Period health, menopause, thinning hair, weight gain, hot flashes, brain fog, and so much more. I know that you're ready for change. You're listening to the podcast. You've been part of my community. So let's join together and get this done. I know that as a team, we can face perimenopause and menopause together. And we can tell these agonizing symptoms to hit the road. I believe that when we work together through hormone health, based in the 4-pillar system of nutrition, faith, education, and implementation, we are going to have a massive hormone and health transformation. I believe in this system. I know it works. I've had transformations myself. I have put a stop to hot flashes. I'm getting a grip on weight loss and making changes, and I'm clearing this heaviness of brain fog, and I'm seeing the light. I invite you to join me for this 12-week mastermind course, this hormone transformation, where we can have live coaching, where we meet daily in the morning, we meet weekly in a group setting, we talk to each other beginning and end about how I can personally help you. And I know that these are really emotional times, but I'm here for you. Inside this program, we're going to go through some very specific solutions that are going to help you learn to eat for hormone health, change some self-sabotaging mindsets, correct hormonal imbalances, and recharge your libido to light up the bedroom and everything in between. I believe that I know you can become the best again, that you can reclaim your hormones, restore your vitality, regain your confidence, and I know this program is meant for you. Go to thewisedivinewoman.com and check out the courses. Remember, the beginning of every month, we do the 5-day hormone detox together. Dig in deep, ready for change, prepare our bodies. And then 4 times a year, we're doing the hormone transformation. If you have questions, please message me, call me, DM me, whatever you need to do. Get into my Facebook page and let's get together and make these transformations so that you can become the wise divine woman that you're meant to be.